जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बनचरी, यमुना तीर बनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बनचरी, यमुना तीर बनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया, चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानि न भूतले, स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते, तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विजे नमः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधूवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमभूमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तद्रादरो न परः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जयो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्यष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर धाम की जय गंगामय जमनमय की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय इस्कान प्रतिष्ठाताचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग हरे कृष्ण So we welcome you all. our Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, part of the program. reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text Number 13. We'll read through this verse, and of course, we have to do that. And then, probably you are definitely you are seeing something different, additional here, the screen and the projection. So, we also have a presentation which, keeping the same theme of this verse, in or on my own mind, will also present the presentation. Vilajamanaya yasya sthatum ikshapate moya vimohita vikathante mamaham iti durdhiyah. Okay. Vilajamanaya, by one who is ashamed. Yasha, whose sthatum, to stay. Ikshapate, in front. Amoya, by the bewildering energy. Vimohitaha, those who are bewildered. Vikathante, talk nonsense. Mama, it is mine. Aham, I am everything. Iti, thus vituperating. I have no idea the meaning of that word. Either it is misspelled or. Right. We'll manage. Regardless. Durdhiyaha, thus ill-conceived. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. The illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position. But those who are bewildered by her, always talk nonsense. Being absorbed in the thoughts of it is I and it is mine. Purport. Invincibly powerful deluding energy of the personality of Godhead or the third energy representing nations can bewilder the entire world of animation, but still she is not strong enough to be able to stand in front of the Supreme Lord. Nations is behind the personality of Godhead, where she is powerful enough to mislead living beings. And the primary symptom of the bewildered person is that they talk what? Nonsense. Does not make any sense. Nonsense. Nonsensical talks are not supported by the principles of the Vedic literatures. And first grade nonsense talk is, it is I, it is mine. A godless civilization is exclusively conducted by such false ideas, and such persons, without any factual realization of God, accept a false God or falsely declare themselves to be God to mislead persons who are already bewildered by the deluding energy. Those who are before the Lord, however, and who surrender unto Him, cannot be influenced by the deluding energy. Therefore, they are free from the conceptions of it is I, it is mine. And therefore, they do not accept a false God or pose themselves as equal to Supreme Lord. Identification of the bewildered person is distinctly given in this verse. Okay, so we turn to the Vedic version. What is talked about here is a worldly version of the vision, we could also say, of the world. And everything is centered around Aham Mameti. Elsewhere in the Bhagavatam says, whole Maya, whole illusion is described in two, and they too are two small words. Did you get that? One is Aham, other one is Mama. Aham Mama, or Mama Aham. This is all illusion. You could just describe in two words, Aham Mama. And because of this Aham and Mama, Aham is, well, me, and Mama is mine. The whole world is bewildered and they cannot think straight, or they cannot conceive things as they are, and their vision is blurred. But we want to take a look at the world through the eyes of the scriptures, or through the eyes of the acharyas, like Srila Prabhupada ki. So Prabhupada was once asked, well, in America, I suppose, why have you come? Swamiji, why have you come to our country? And Prabhupada said, I want to change the way world, what? Thinks. In this verse, there's a talk of durdhiya. Du means bad, dhiya means intelligence, bad intelligence. There's also sumedhasa. Yagyai sankirtana prayer yajantihi Sumedhasaha. One word is Medha, means intelligence. Another word is Dhiya, also meant intelligence. Dhiya, Medha. So here it is Durdhiya, bad intelligence. Well, we simply say bad intelligence, word for word. Su, Du, Dhiya. And Su Medhasa, Medhasa also means intelligence, but Su means good, good intelligence. So those who have good intelligence, they stay busy with Yajna Sankirtana prior activities of Krishna consciousness movement. Okay, so Vedic vision. This is Lord's vision also. Hence, it is expressed, Lord's vision is expressed through the scriptures and through the acharyas. And that vision is one world, one family. One world, one family. How many families? One family. There's not another family. It's not I and you or me and mine and yours. Those thoughts are not there in that world vision of the Lord, of the acharyas, and of the scriptures, or given by the scriptures. We could also call this as this world vision, a global vision. This is a broad vision. And this comes with high thinking. The Vedas, they strongly recommend simple living, high thinking, high thinking, high thinking. So, Ayam Nijaha. Paroveti Ganana Laghucheta Samudara Charitanam Tu Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So according to this verse, not even lot, but most of the people think differently. Or they think in terms of me and mine. So those who think, oh, these people are my people. I am Nijaha. Paraha, these people, these others are some others or outsiders. Mine and theirs. And this is because of their laghu chetasam, their consciousness or thinking is laghu. Laghu means low or narrow or low. Of course, the just opposite of word laghu is guru. One is laghu, other one is guru, means heavy and broad and high. That's a guru. But those who are laghu chetasam, narrow-minded, low-minded, they think in terms of, ours and theirs, ayam nijaha paroveti udara charitanam. That's already said. Those who are broad-minded, udara charitanam. What is their thought? What is their vision? Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Could you say? Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Kutumbam is family. Probably some of you are familiar with this. Kutumbam is family. And how you big is the family? Vasudha means earthly planet. Everybody on this planet is part of one family, and that's my family. And everyone talks the same language. Well, that's Oh, that's the goal. Hare Krishna. So International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by Srila Prabhupada ki. So it's successfully attempted to get people think differently, or get people to think high thinking. Thinking is so high and broad that they could accommodate the whole world into their heart and claim, yes, this is my family. So we also hear, it was said, and then we hear that Prabhupada built house. What for? The whole world could reside in that house. So this earth is that house. And of course, Mother Earth we call, right? Mother Earth. And everywhere there, I think they say, not only in India, Australia also they say Mother Earth. Mother Earth, yeah, you say? Maybe you're not Australian, so. Here is someone here. You said the other day, right? They say Mother Earth. In America, they say Mother Earth. In Africa, I think this is commonly understood and spoken. Earth as a mother, Mother Earth. So right there, if she is our mother, and we are all her children, that's stuck like that, then we are one family. We are one common mother. We'll talk of common father also just in a minute. So if you have seen this common brotherhood, well, there was a world war. You could see the scene, bloody scenes there. Yeah, well, that's the word the world claims, that 1914, the First World War took place. And the Second World War was in 1940s, till mid-40s. The point we want to make is, there was also World War. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samaveta assembled. Mama kaha Pandavas chaiva kim kurvata Sanjaya. The whole world participated in that battle also, Kurukshetra battle. And that took place some 5,000 years ago. Did that take place or not? Yes? So couldn't that be called as a First World War? Yes? Why not? So, the world's calculations are wrong, and they don't have this understanding. Anyway, we'll be talking. So, historians are wrong. Srila Vyasadeva wrote the history, Mahabharata. Prabhupada says, that meant history of Greater India. History of Greater India. The history is also, history is called in Sanskrit, itihas. Probably you heard the word, itihas. The meaning of word iti, itihasa, meaning thus it happened, meant itihas. So it's a historical events. Mahabharata was a historical event. So world has not taken note of that. Srila Vyasadeva, the empowered incarnation of the Lord, why he would be telling talking lies. Is that possible? You must be speaking truth, right? Or nothing but the truth. So, anyway, I'm not going to expand upon each thought here. There's no time. So this world has got the timeline very much wrong. They don't even know how and when the world was created. And then our Christian brothers have to say, oh, God made the world in 6 days. And seventh day, He took rest. God took rest. And that was Sunday. And hence we all follow in the footsteps and go for vacation on Sunday. And it's such a simplistic explanation of creation of God, creation of world by God. Really. So timeline is wrong also. Then, so the present version of human beings came into existence some 10,000 years ago, and prior to that, the most evolved entity was a monkey or ape. So when you talk of your Mahabharata war, oh, that was a stone age. And people lived in the caves. And when they had to battle, they used the rocks. Or they broke the branches of trees and let's fight. And you are talking of this war, Mahabharata war, where the weapons were used, most advanced weapons were used. So, the world is in big illusion and big ignorance, deep ignorance. Yeah, that's why they talk of BC and AD, everything kind of revolves around Jesus, and you know, some years before Jesus and some after years. But the Vedic time calculations, we talk in terms of age. We're in Kali Yuga, and there was Dwapar, and then Treta, and before that was Satyan, that is one cycle, and so such thousand cycles is, and another thousand for night time. 2,000 such cycles, it makes one day of Brahma, called Kalpa. And then he has 7 days a week, and then 4 weeks a month, 12 months a year, makes that into year. And how many such years? 100 years. That's a Brahma's lifespan. And Brahma's lifespan is equal to just one breath of Mahavishnu. And how many times Mahavishnu takes breath? Only one time? All the time. Which each breath, Brahma is born, and he has 100 years to, you know, like that. And this is all, these are all facts and realities, and which world does not know? Take darshan of Mahavishnu ki. So such vision, with a global vision, one world, one family, this existed, it was practiced, experienced, just 5,000 years ago. That was the whole world was called Bharat, Bharat. Bharat. And now it has become India. Bharat has been made into India. Yeah, so many things to say. One gentleman, well, sure he was a gentleman. Now he introduced himself to the large audience. What did he say? I am not Indian, my Bharatiya hum. I am not Indian, I belong to Bharat. Bharat. Bha also meant light. And Rat means absorption. People of that land, they are enlightened, enlightened. They are not in deep ignorance, but they are. That's why Bharat. Anyway, so this Vedic culture was practiced and existed some 5,000 years ago, and it still exists globally. Making the point or giving the proof of the global existence of this Vedic culture or practices and existence of this Vedic culture. So the historians or the scholars, they have written volumes about this. And my god brother, Prabhupada disciple Sri Nandanandan Prabhu, also has written a very wonderful book. And the title of the book, small letters, Proof of Vedic Culture's Global Existence. And he has tons of evidences there to prove the global existence of the Vedic culture. Well, if I had time, I could have spoken a lot of things. Oops. But I could, let's see what happens. I was in Russia some years ago. There was an interfaith conference. I was invited to that one. And I heard one of the Russian scholars make a presentation. And hearing that presentation, I was surprised and pleased also. What he had to say was, he said, Russia is called Russia because one time there are lots of rishis all over Russia. Now, rishayaha, word rishi means one rishi or thinker, one rishi. The plural of rishi is rishayaha. The plural of muni is monayaha. This is how it becomes. So he was explaining that our country had lots of rishis all over, all around. Rishayaha, plural in number. That's why this land has become known as Russia. And then he went on to explain the capital of our country is Moscow. Moscow, right? So originally, in good old days, it was known as Moksha. The rishis were working on attaining Moksha. So capital town became known as Moksha. But then gradually Moksha became Moscow. Or like a Mumbai became Bombay or like that. You know, in due course of time. So this Prabhuji, in this book, he has written, is there. No matter what we may be in regard to our present religion, society or country, We are all descendants of that ancient global civilizations. We are descendants of that ancient global civilization. The Vedic tradition of India is the parent of humanity, an original ancestor of all religions. And this claim is not false. This is a right claim. Okay, just quickly, our Christian brothers, they have a book, Bible, or Muslim brothers have their book, Quran, and they are very proud. They say, the book of the religion, the book of the religion, Bible, Quran, and others have, even Sikhs have Guru Granth Sahib. But we say we have library of religion. We have a book of religion, we have a library of religion. And again Prabhupada said those the books of religion, they're like a pocket dictionary. While the Vedic literatures are like a Oxford dictionary, expanded and Hari Hari. Here you could see the fire. This is Nalanda University in Bihar on fire. So this fellow, we should not be even looking at his face. So his claim, when we have the book of religion, he was a Muslim, then what need is there for any other book, any other scripture? So he burned the whole university. And the vast library or these scriptures or manuscripts were burning for over 4 months. You could see the vast. So, sakalena mahata yogo nastaha parantapa. In due course of time, things are destroyed or covered over, and then they have to be, of course, revived. So, Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON is doing that revival job. So Vedic knowledge is a very vast and deep and, all that you need to know. Did I scare you? It is all there. Now, there is no need to do any research by the scientists. They do always research and inventions and discoveries. No. God has a name, so we call him Krishna. A lot of people don't even know. They don't even know name of God. They just call him God, God. Sir, sir. There's one thing to say, but to say Mr. John, that's very personal, right? When you know that person, then you know his name also. Right, sir, sir, God, God. And God is Krishna. So, he has given all this vast literature, Shrutis and Smritis and Vedas and all that we need, Prabhupada said, all that we need to know has been made known by the Lord. The homework has already been conducted, done. Done deal, as they say. Everything is on the plate. Just take advantage of it. There's another university. So one time, the students from all over the world came to Bharat for the higher studies or deeper studies. Now things are topsy-turvy. Indians go to America now for higher studies. In fact, they go for lower studies. America or the West is not going to teach you higher studies. Vrindavan Institute for higher education, or Mayapur Institute also for higher education. So what they call higher education is in fact lower education. That too they do not know. So these universities have thousands of students. 10,500 students from all over the world, they did their studies. And then, well, that word is there. Hence the Bharat is known as Vishwa Guru, Guru of the whole world. And the Vedic literature, well, you know, the mantras or slokas or texts, Vedic textbooks used for religious studies and religious or worship, this, that knowledge, that aspect of knowledge is a small part. The vast knowledge is dealing with, you could see this is just but a small list, not a complete list. Space science. The Vedic literature dealt with and is dealing with space research, astronomy, Khagol, Kha means sky, Gol means round, because universe is round, it is called Khagol, and also Bhugol, Bhu means earth. And earth is also goal, round, goal. Goal means round. And this was known from the beginning of creation that earth is round. But just a few hundred years ago, lots of folks from the West, they were debating, is it round, is it flat? They were thinking, earth is flat. Hey, be careful. If you keep going, you may fall off. Because it's just so flat. But the earth is round was known since the beginning of creation. From the name itself, Bhugol, geography. Bhugol, earth is round. But, yeah, scientists speculate. Okay. So different universities where they are listed here. Anyway. Hindi Chini Bhai Bhai. So in 1960s, I had to go much faster than this one. There's a India and Pakistan, in not Pakistan, India and China, they were battling. But India being a friendly country, or they have this one world, one family spirit. So they were getting children from all over India to go in processions and shout this slogan, Hindi Chini Bhai Bhai, Hindi Chini, Hindi Chini, Hindi Chini. So I was also participant, one who shouted this. This is some, you know, 60 years ago, 70 years, 65 years. So I was so small and also coming from a village background. I was wondering, what is this Hindi Chini Bhai Bhai? Because I was thinking Hindi is a language and Chini means sugar is something that you eat. But they are supposed to be bhai bhai. How could language and the sugar could be bhai bhai? It took me some time, many years, before I understood. Hindi meant people of Hindustan, and Chini means people of China. people of China and people of India are brothers. But still I was wondering, for two people or even two groups of people to be brothers, there has to be common father, right? Unless there is a one father, they can't be brothers. So I was thinking, who is that? Is Modi the common father? Or their president, Chinese, is he the common? No. So finally, as I came to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, and he taught me Bhagavad Gita teachings of Krishna, and Aham Bijaha Pradaha Pita. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. There you go. So it is not only Hindi, Chini, Bhai, Bhai, but Ukrainian, Russians also? Bhai, Bhai. And Russians and Americans are also? Russians and Americans are Bhai, Bhai. And people of whole world are? Bhai, Bhai. This is a fact. Okay. You understand. So you have the children shouting this mantras. I already talked about that common seed-giving father, the Lord. Yeah, the Saint Francis of Sicily in 13th century, you know, he had this vision, one family. One world, one family. He would even address, you know, sister tree, brother bird. Like that he would address, like the Prabhupada, I think he said that he had this realization. They're all the living entities are children of God. And he had this Panditaha Samadarshinaha. He had this equal vision. So, the vision of the cultural conquest. The Prabhupada wanted to conquer the world by culturally. When attain this vision, or realize this vision of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, one world, one family. The world tendency, Prabhupada, the world tendency of going towards one state or one human society. The tendency is like that, Prabhupada says. People are around the world are wanting one world, one family. He writes that in the foreword of Bhagavatam also. So we are in New York here. There's a UNO building, United Nations of this world. So whenever Prabhupada passed by that building, he was driven, he would note, oh, there's another flag. After a few months, he would say, hey, another flag. Then Prabhupada would say, what kind of United Nation is this? This is disunited nation of the material world. Splitting, breaking into pieces. And because staying together is a big austerity. Staying together is a big austerity. And no one wants to undergo that kind of austerity in this age of Kali. It is like almost going against the current. Okay, so that was the first part of my presentation. There is two more to go. Let's see. I'm supposed to be stopping in a few minutes or? No? I'll go a little fast. Let's see. So So what has caused the degeneration of from high thinking to low thinking, and from one world, one family to I and mine kind of thinking? The cause and effect, as I'm just pointing out here. God made the country. See the nice, beautiful, clean, green, like it? Yes? The question is, what did man do? God made the country. What did man do? Man made the mess. God made the beautiful, green, clean countryside. Man made the mess. And Prabhupada declared that in 77, Prabhupada gave a last lecture series. The topic of his presentation was, the modern civilization is a total failure. And only alternative is Krishna consciousness. He had that on the banner, mentioned the theme of the Chief Minister addressed, Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Prabhupada addressing there. Agrarian economy versus industrial economy. You could see. So these are the two dominating economies in the world. One is agrarian, means, in the words of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, based on land and the cows. Land and the cows as a base of the economy. And that is also called agrarian economy. And versus, for past 500 years, another economy was tried and there's total failure. This industrial economy. Here's a little footage, maybe 30, 40 seconds, from a Lost Village documentary. Our Bhakti Vaibha Swami Maharaj, one of the GBC Maharaj, he came to my village in Maharashtra and he made a documentary. It is called Lost Village, and in a little clip there. Like, this is my brother with a hat. Yes. Hey, where is the sound? Sorry. I lost the fun because it's not hearing.
The gradually being replaced with the tractor. Some farmers nowadays play passionate cinema music to overpower the noise of the tractor. There is no more peace. One may argue that by using the tractor, the agricultural products increase in quantity.
You see the difference, right? Agriculture, agrarian economy, and the industrial economy. Which one you would go for? Go, Mata Ki. The boomeranging effect of the industrial economy. It is obvious. You are seeing? Don't look at me, look at the screen. He's trying to fix it, but hits back. The world is busy with this ill effects, air pollution, water pollution, soil pollution, all sorts of pollution, and mind pollution by electronic media and social media and print media, especially these smartphones, the latest creation. And as a result, the future of this world is not bright at all. I will not give comments. Soil infertility is a cause of this industrial economy. Whole world is on fire. You heard of global warming? Global warming. Whole globe is warming up. As a result, there are climatic changes. Climate's changing. There are floods and droughts at the same time happening. Deforestation taking place all over, especially in Amazon. Forest is being cut day and night. 20% of the oxygen required by the humans on this earth comes from Amazon forest. So as it is cut and cut and cut, the world is going to be feeling choked up. But who cares? They only think in terms of my country and what is, well, they think is good for our country, maybe cutting trees. Prabhupada, well, he writes in one of the purports, he said, they should not, the government should not allow anybody to cut the trees. But if the trees are cut and the paper made from those trees, if that is going to be used for publications of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, then that is okay. Did you get that? Slaughter of animals. This goat is saying, I am living entity, I am not piece of meat, brothers, human brothers. Exploitation of the natural resources. There's a big competition globally, one country, another country. And result of all this, the spirit of enjoyment. From enjoyment comes suffering. You know that? Source of enjoyment is what? No, source of suffering is what? Enjoyment. So finally, the whole world has gone through this. Or I also say, I think the slide is coming up. From bhoga comes roga. Bhoga means enjoyment, roga means disease. From enjoyment comes disease, suffering. I will skip this. You can see lots of bhoga is going on. In America, the survey conducted, and it was declared that the most sick nation in the world is America. Americans like to be number one. So when it comes to sickness, the most sick country on the planet. No wonder. The Pope was visiting Africa and he noted this poison of greed, how Europeans, Westerners are coming to Africa to exploit the resources there. Mahatma Gandhi also had to say, there is enough on this planet for everyone's needs, but not for everyone's greed. So as a result of the greed, again, another survey was conducted, and it said, if everyone was going to leave their living standard of Westerners, Americans and Europeans, everyone on the planet, all the countries, if they had to follow the example of the Western lifestyle, then this world would be in need of 5 earths. One is not sufficient. And you know, this one is Hawking. I'm not the only one, he said, who believe human beings have to find a new planet to populate within 100 years. So not much time. So, Haribol. Could I run you through in few minutes? This is the third part. So solutions are talked about here. The leaders get together in Paris, here, there. They are also concerned. How can the world or the save the earth? And then Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada has founded this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and he called this is United Nation of the Spiritual World. ISKCON is a United Nation of the Spiritual World. This is their headquarter in America. This is our headquarter in TOVPK. Well, Russians and Ukrainians are fighting, but Russian and Ukrainian devotees are doing vanchakalpatarubhyasya. So this is what happens. So time for think globally, act locally. Prabhupada also said our GBC leaders should be thinking of world first and zone next. This is one of the mantra given by Prabhupada. So act locally, think globally first, then act locally, regionally, nationally, like that. Ishavasham, everything in this world belongs to the Lord, and we are, and then it belongs to all the children of God on the planet. So everyone should take what he needs and not touch Mahagradaha kasya svidhanam, not touch others' property, thinking that is not for me, it is for them. Vasudeva Kutumbakam, Prabhupada was asked, Swamiji, why have you come to England? And Prabhupada said, your country, England, ruled over India for many generations. And in span of that time, you took so much of our wealth to London. But you forgot to take our greatest wealth, our spiritual culture. I have come to give you freely what you forgot to take from us. So value-based approach. Now, Prabhupada traveled globally 14 times, and he was spreading this one world, one family spirit all over. So paropkara idam shariram, this world, this life, human form of life is for paropkar. Do something good to others. Like trees give fruits to others, rivers give water to others, cows give milk to others. Likewise, we all are expected to do things for others, not I and mine and that selfishness and that greed and that low thinking. Four regulative principles, dharma rakshiti rakshata, if you protect the religion will, in turn will protect us. That's the idea. Organic farming as alternative, or go back to agrarian economy, go green, simple living, high thinking, land utilization the way we are seeing here. Nice, right? But if there's a piece of meat on the plate, you take a photograph of it, it's never nice. You would never like to see it or not even touch it. That's why you take a fork and because you don't want to touch using the fork to. Yeah, the blind man, lame man, West is spiritually blind and India or the East is materially lame, but they could combine lame man, blind man logic, Prabhupada promoted. One party in America again, I was there some years ago. They said, Swamiji, we follow this new formula. I said, what is the formula? They said, KISS formula. I said, yeah, hey, we have nothing to do. We are Swamis here, no KISS. They said, no, not that KISS. I said, which KISS are you talking about? And then he expanded this KISS word. He said, keep it simple, stupid. You stupid. The whole world is stupid, stupidity. Man, mad world, and bad world. So you stupid, keep it simple. There's a party in India, political party called Aam Aadmi Party. Aam Aadmi, Aadmi means human beings. So they're concerned about all Aadmi, the man, their welfare. But we say ISKCON is Aam Atma Party. One is Aam Atma Party, other one is Aam All the Souls. So, Ekam Shastram, one scripture for the whole world. Bhagavad Gita ki? One God, Sri Krishna Kanhaiya Lal ki? One mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And one activity, Karma Pi Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva, devotional service. So like this, whole world could be busy with this. During World Holy Name, we organized interfaith. So this was Rohini in Delhi, organized, and you could see United Family, one world, one family. Gauranga. So Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Gaur Premanande. Thank you. Mahaprasade Govinde.